All right, welcome, great patriotic friends, to November 18th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. It is I, your host, Joseph DeCristoforo, and one of the reasons why I do this show is because history is important. You see, one of humanity's flaws is trying to get somewhere not knowing where we came from. We just wind up going around in circles and repeating mistakes of the past. So yeah, history is important. Anyway, don't forget to check out the Facebook page at facebook.com/Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson and let me know what your thoughts are on today's episode. Your questions and comments are always encouraged. I assembled this podcast from a tool shed in my backyard in La Mesa, California, right next to America's finest city, San Diego. If you're ever looking to move to the area, or if you have any questions about real estate, check out TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. Because as a full-service Encinitas and San Diego real estate professional, Teresa works with buyers, sellers, and investors in real estate transactions. So check it out, TeresaLovesRealEstate.com. That's Teresa with an H. Let's begin the show as we normally do with a Pledge of Allegiance. Let's everybody stand up, face the flags if we have one, put our right hands over our hearts and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Woohoo! America! And now on to today's headlines. Mass suicide at Jonestown. Plus, we'll wish a happy birthday to George Gallup, Kerry White, and we'll talk about NFL news with the New England Patriots. All right, so now let's do this. 1978, mass suicide at Jonestown. Don't drink the Kool-Aid. Cult leader Jim Jones was born in 1931 in Indiana, began a religious quest as a young boy. In the 1950s, he was a known healer, evangelist, and aired a sermon on the radio. He established a racially integrated religion called Wings of Deliverance and moved to Northern California. He created an establishment in the small town of Ukiah and opened a church in San Francisco. Then the brainwashing began. His followers were given up a lot more than just their personal belongings to Jones. He was also apparently impregnating a few of his followers. His church was accused by the media of financial fraud, physical abuse of its members, and mistreatment of children. So, Jones moved his congregation down to Guyana, where he built a tiny town in the jungle. About 1,000 people followed him down there, but it was not what they thought it was going to be. He called this place Jonestown. He confiscated their passports, censored their letters home, made them work in the fields all day, and had armed guards surrounding the place. He then began performing mock suicide drills by waking up some of his followers in the middle of the night to drink what he had told them was poisoned punch, basically testing them for loyalty. His reputation grew worse and was being looked at by the Guyanian government. California Congressman Leo J. Ryan flew down to Jonestown to check it out. On November 17, 1978, Ryan, with an NBC camera crew, arrived to tour the compound. When some of the members asked Leo if they could go back home with him, Jones became upset at this defection and ordered one of his lieutenants to ambush Ryan and his crew. When they got to the airstrip, Congressman Ryan and his group were gunned down as they were trying to leave. Now that Jones realized everything was about to hit the fan, he had a batch of punch mixed with cyanide and Valium and forced all 900 members, including 276 children, to drink it. Those who refused were threatened by gunpoint. When officials got to the scene, they found Jonestown covered with hundreds and hundreds of bodies. Many people died with their arms around each other. 1901. Happy birthday, George Gallup. He took polls. You like him? Hate him? Sometimes doesn't give you the numbers that you wanted? Yeah, I get it. But he is known to conduct some of the more trusted polls in America. In fact, Life magazine ranked him one of the 100 most important Americans of the 20th century. In order to stay objective and independent, Gallup set up his polls in the 1930s to not undertake any polling that was paid for or was sponsored in any way by special interest groups, including Republicans and Democrats. Gallup correctly forecasted the defeat of Alfred Landon by Franklin D. Roosevelt, and after that, the word Gallup became a household name. 1874. Happy birthday, Kerry White. She would go on record to claim to have been the oldest person in the United States upon her death in 1990 at age 116. And finally, in NFL news, 2007, already 10-0. The New England Pats slaughtered the Buffalo Bills, 56-10. I remember that game vividly. It was ridiculous. Tom Brady threw 5 TDs, 4 of them to Randy Moss, then another one to a 4th-string running back I'd never even heard of. Pats were on their way to the first perfect season since the 1972 Miami Dolphins. And they would get it. And so that, my patriotic friends, is going to wrap it up for November 18th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. Check out the website, joesdailyushistorylesson.com, as well as the Facebook page. Let me know what you thought about today's ep. For instance, what about that mass suicide at Jonestown? Don't drink the Kool-Aid, like I said. Or what about the Gallup poll? Is it still as reliable as it used to be? What are your thoughts? What about Kerry White? Do you know anybody who lived past the age of 116? I definitely want to hear it if you do. Does anyone else besides me remember that game between the Patriots and the Bills? I mean, that was just brutal. Even in the fourth quarter when they were just dominating the Bills, and they would still line up with 5 wideouts. Come on, man. Hey, they kicked butt. Gotta give them credit. So yeah, let me know what you think. And be sure to check out tomorrow's program. We'll wish a happy birthday to James Garfield, and Abraham Lincoln delivers the Gettysburg Address. So don't miss that. So until tomorrow, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. We'll see you then.